Hello, dear listener, it's Daniel. Now, before we get to this episode, just want to remind you, me and Core just launched a Patreon. For $7 a month, you can get exclusive content. Now, how do you sign up for said exclusive content? Well, we made it easy. There's a link down in the show notes, or go to patreon.com/litdpod. We'll see you soon. Now, let's get to today's episode. Welcome to Light in the Darkness.
Off Topic. Off Topic episodes are a sub-series within the Greater Light in the Darkness podcast where Daniel and I sit down and we have a chance to stray away from our normal supernatural and paranormal fare. These are our day-in and day-out conversations. The only difference is this time we set up our microphones and our brand new, beautiful soundboard with all kinds of effects so that you can take a listen.
So consider yourself to the digital campfire, whose sound effect will be coming to a soundboard near you. Microphones are on. The coffee's hot. Chairs are mighty comfortable because your boy has been remembering his cushion. To get to further business, there's a little something near and dear to our hearts that happens to be a perfect 3.5 by 3.5 inch square. What's on that square, you might ask? Well, beautiful little lantern, something that says light in the darkness, some creepy eyes in the background, and it can be yours. But I know you're wondering, how?
Well, dear listener, you go to litdpod.com/support or click on the support the show link down in the show notes. Give a donation of absolutely any amount. I am serious about that. Absolutely any amount. And we will send you one of these beautiful golden stickers. And in a recent episode, it has been thus decreed. No, this comes out before that episode. And our in one of our upcoming interviews, we made the announcement. this is what happens when you record out of order. Anyway, for a donation of $50 or more, we'll send you 5 of them bad boys.
Count them 5.
5, 5, 5, 5, 5.
You know, dear listener, what you're going to soon find out on the other side of this intro is we intended for this to be an after credits scene. And then I really felt the Holy Spirit give me a poke and say, ask Core what I've been talking to him about. Now, I just thought we were about to have a really good Holy Ghost-filled after credits scene. And we were. And then it kept going. And it kept going. And well, here we are at Hearing the Voice of God.
Part 2.
What's God been putting on your heart lately?
You know, John 15 has been a chapter of the Bible that I've spent time in the past, and I go back to, it's where Jesus is talking about abiding in the vine. I am the vine, you are the branches, he who abides in me, all that good stuff. And one thing that always kind of was interesting to me was Jesus talks a lot about abiding in the vine, but how do you practically abide in that vine? How do you practically abide in him?
What does that look like for you?
What stood out to me was I was reading through 1 John 4 and verse 13. By this we know that we abide in him and he in us because he has given us his Spirit. And we have seen and testified that the Father has sent the Son as Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God and God in him. And it was just a beautiful little full circle to me in Scripture that abiding in God is confessing Jesus is Lord and abiding in love. And abiding in love is abiding in God, and abiding in God is abiding in love. And it was just really beautiful to me that not only is this a full a full circle. Like, John is the one who wrote that gospel where Jesus shares that. John 15, obviously John was the one who wrote that gospel. So then later in life, he goes back, he's writing this letter, and he's like, by the way, this is how you do it, boys. You abide in love.
How do you find yourself doing that? Like I am thoroughly grateful for the breakdown, but I guess what I really like I'm getting at is, how does that show up in you?
Well, I think that shows up in you by resting in his love, by understanding that you can't earn it. Everything that he has for you, as he did because he loves you, and then abiding in love towards other people.
Break that down.
Walking in love, loving people, not holding things against them, taking the time to see them, taking the time to pray for them, taking the time to connect with them. One thing that I love to do is just try to have intentional eye contact with somebody. Look them in the eyes when they're talking to me. Let them know that I care about what's going on in their life. Just show that little bit of love. And unconsciously, I don't even realize it. While I'm doing that and I'm loving on somebody, I'm abiding in Jesus all at the same time. I am in the branch. He is sending me all the nutrients I need. What's beautiful about that, if you abide in Jesus, you will ask what you desire and it will be done for you.
Bro, okay, you're reading my mail. As I've said, I think I said it on the show. I know I've said it to you. That's been the thing that's been echoing in my spirit lately. When I encounter everyday life scenarios, every time I hit a crossroad here lately, and it's one of those where my flesh wants to rise up and go, hey, let's think this through. It's not that I'm throwing away thinking through something. That's a beautiful thing to do. My heart wants to get in the way and say, let's get sad. Let's get mad. Let's get happy. Let's go off things that have happened in the past. You know, I don't want emotion to get too out of control either, but it has its place. So the biggest thing for me has just been trusting in the Spirit and hitting those crossroads and going, Father, what do you want me to do here? I have found myself yielding in more scenarios. And the fun thing is this. So as these things in life come up, when I yield, it's literally like I get to this place and I go, well, I don't know what the right thing to do is. I honestly, knowing me, I could probably flesh it out. But Lord, what do you want to do here? I've had so many cool conversations this week alone, just about people calling to talk to me about something completely unrelated to the Lord. And he has given me opportunities to draw it back to him and bring up to them, hey, that is a big thing in life. What did the Lord say? What did the Lord say? I've noticed a few changes in people with that. Because you know, you get a couple of answers. You get, I don't know, or you get the, Here's a big one for believers. I didn't ask. I didn't think to ask. And like we've talked about so many times, he wants to be involved. God cares. If something's a big deal to you, it's a big deal to God. And you have not because you ask not. Knock and the door will be opened. You know, I feel like I've heard that before somewhere. That's because it's scripture. I guess my biggest thing lately is I'm finding a peace and direction with my life because I'm feeling a pull in my spirit. I think this world is moving faster and faster. And I don't doubt that that's part of the enemy's plan. Because when I find that I get caught up in the monotony of fast-paced life, bro, what do we miss? We don't pay attention to the still small voice. We miss it. And so this goes back to the relationship episode, you know, where it's like, take control of your time. When you take control of your time, you take control of your thoughts. When you take control of your thoughts, you know, that's your mind and your focus. Next thing you know, you're having quiet time. Next thing you know, he's talking. Next thing you know, life isn't as scary. It's still challenging. There's still people that count on you. There's still people that reach out because, hey, that goes back to relationship. But he's talking. I was telling somebody just the other day, I wish that my spirit was some big like tape recorder. I wish I could hit rewind because he was always talking. I just decided to start listening one day. And when I tuned in, wow, next thing you know, I'm dreaming. He's talking to me in his word. I have a hunger for the word of God like a child right now. I am going through James for the second time, and I really am not concerned about what time I get home tonight, because I know I'm going to read a chapter in James, and I know he's going to show me something that I missed the first time through. I don't know what we're going to title this episode, and I don't know what this ends up being, because we intended for it to be an after scene, but I heard the Holy Spirit go, ask Corey what I've been doing lately, what I'm talking to him about. I almost think the real root of this episode is, what is God talking to you about, listener? Did you take the time to stop and ask? I promise you this, he is talking. As Corey has so eloquently described before, if you're a believer, if you're saved, he's talked to you already. And I think I'm almost not giving that the justice it deserves. Would you break that down a little bit?
Sure. You know, people get caught up in believing that they have not heard the voice of God because it has not met an experience that they expected it to look like. And they'll get all in doubt and torn up. But every believer who calls on the name of Jesus has heard the voice of the Holy Spirit. It is impossible to believe that Jesus came to earth. God became man. First off, wrap your mind around that one. You can't.
Yeah.
Even as a believer, even as a Christian who's been doing this for a minute, you can't wrap your mind around that. Unbreak. Believing that Jesus not only was God and came to earth as man and laid down his life for you, that is a stretch. But believing that then somehow that death of one man somehow atoned for your sin and allowed you to have forgiveness and connection with the same guy that came to earth and died for you, it's impossible to believe unless the Holy Spirit makes it real to you. It makes no logical sense but God.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't do it justice. Honestly, because that's heavy, but it's also encouraging because you've already done it. It's almost like, do it again. And here's the thing, small things and big things. We've talked about practicing his presence. And I'll be the first to tell you, I don't do it as much as I should. But isn't that true of most things in our walk? We should pray more. We should pray in our spirit language more. We should get quiet. Guys, there's something about reading the Word of God, because it's almost like I feel like I've created more opportunity. This might be pure Danielology, so put on your seatbelt on this one and grain of salt disclaimer. I feel like when I get in his Word and I read it, when I devour it, when I put it in there, it's almost like saying, okay, Lord, now your words are in me. Now you can bring those things to the surface in my spirit. I don't have to wait on, you know, anything that would come out of Daniel's mind that the Lord's going to use. It's like he can just bring that to the surface in me. Like, remember in this part of that story in the Word, son, when this person overcame, or this scripture comes to mind, there is something refreshing about filling yourself with God's vocabulary.
Mm. And when you start filling yourself with God's vocabulary, it's easier for him to speak to you, obviously, but you have more ground to stand on.
Yeah.
When it comes to interpreting and judging what you heard and actually judging, was this the Lord? You know, Daniel, a few seconds ago, you said you don't know what we're going to call this episode. I do. This is going to be Hearing the Lord Part 2.
It's kind of starting to take that tone, isn't it?
That's what you asked. What have you been hearing from the Lord lately? What has he been talking to you about lately?
Yeah.
And I had done all this prep on this episode, and you didn't even realize, and you set us up to get into it because I had been prepping for us to get into this. You know, we're getting into scripture. We talked about that in the first Hearing the Lord. You have to be in scripture. He is going to speak to you primarily through scripture. He is going to bring it to life, and he's going to show you how a book written 2,000 plus years ago somehow has meaning in your life today. And when we start approaching hearing the voice of God for the first time, when you start approaching starting to hear him for the second or third time, when you're new to this, it can be daunting to hear the voice of God. And this is just the analogy the Lord gave me to approaching that. You know, not everybody is a cook. Not everybody is a baker. Not everybody knows their way around a kitchen. So for some people, the thought of like trying to make a cake from scratch would be absolutely terrifying. They don't know what a measuring cup is. They don't know a difference between a teaspoon or a tablespoon. They just don't know. And it can be absolutely terrifying to say, hey, go make me a cake. Now, that whole proposition changes when Aunt Ruby, who done won the county bake-off four times, walks in. And she walks in to teach you how to make a cake. You're going to approach that whole process way differently with Aunt Ruby sitting by your side. Because you know, if you reach for something and you pour in too much, she's going to grab you by the hand. She's going, no, baby, we want to do this much. You got the salt instead of the sugar there, honey. You don't want to do that.
Where there's the other Aunt Ruby. Get your hand off that sugar. Wait, that's Aunt Shirley. Never mind.
And one thing that's cool about Aunt Ruby is she's a pro. She knows what she's doing. She ain't going to give you a recipe that's too hard for you to start off with. She's going to start you off on something simple that you're going to be able to sit back at the end. You're going to be able to take a bite of and you're going to be like, dang, that's a good cake.
Yeah.
I made that.
Yeah.
Or, wow, I heard the voice of God. Now, Holy Spirit is not just an upgraded version of Aunt Ruby. He puts Aunt Ruby to shame. And if you want to hear his voice and you like baking cakes, ask him for a recipe. Just go for it. Why not? But he knows what you need, and he is going to lead you into hearing his voice. The idea of being intimidated about hearing the voice of God, it kind of discounts the fact that the creator of the universe is the one who's doing the talking. All you have to do is sit still and listen. You are baking a cake with Aunt Ruby when you are trying to hear the voice of God for the first time.
And I'll, you know what? I'll even go as far to say, guys, for me, and I just want to say this in case there's that other person out there. I started hearing his voice, that inner voice in my spirit. For a long time, it wasn't scripture rising up because I didn't know it. That's on me. But I did hear that still small voice. I did have those moments of, I couldn't explain it, but I knew in that moment, no matter what anybody said, I was supposed to do that thing or say that thing, or rather not open my mouth or just be still. Or in one case, go hug the person because their uncle just died. I didn't have the words, but I just felt this overwhelming, bear hug him. Bear hug him, son. He's always talking. And I tell you what, he's always baking. You know, there's that.
You're right. He is always talking. And I'd want to pass on the advice to our listeners, especially in the beginning.
Yeah.
Is make sure that you keep listening until he's done talking.
Oof. Yes.
How many times, Danny boy,
gosh,
have you... heard the Lord tell you something and you run off and you start acting on it when either A, you didn't get the full message because you got so excited that you actually heard the Lord and you ran off and started doing it while he was still in the middle of his sentence, or B, you didn't stick around and listen long enough for him to tell you what you're supposed to do with it. And you go take your own interpretation and you go run off and you start putting feet to something that he just wanted you to pray about.
Well, I guess there's always the good old went to seminary, but that was a big one. That takes me back to, like I was talking about earlier, you hit that crossroads. Father, which way do I go? Another, guys, when I first started getting visions in my spirit from the Lord, I would get so excited to give someone what he showed me for them. As the Lord and Corey are my witness, I would start telling them before it was done. I can probably, I know of at least three instances where there was, you know, part A, part B, part C came together and tied the whole thing together. And I remember on several occasions like, hey, Cor, there was this other part, but I didn't feel it was necessary to share. I thought he was going to tackle me right there. It's like, bro, no. Hang on, I'm texting him now. I got their number. But it's just funny because we grow. And we, you know, will correct each other in love because that's what brothers do. He doesn't always hit the mark. I don't always hit the mark. But the whole point is our goal is to hear that voice, is to hear that direction, is to hear that inkling of the Spirit, and to do it how and when he said it.
So yes, you want to make sure that you're listening until the Lord is done talking,
yeah,
or until he tells you what to do with it, because it's very easy when you first get started. Like, you get so excited. And this is something you see, and it's kind of characterized with an immature young believer oftentimes, is that they heard from the Lord and they run off and they're so certain that it has to be done right now because I heard it from the Lord. And let's talk about the guys in youth group who tell a girl,
oh,
the Lord told me I'm going to marry you.
Oh.
And then that becomes this weird, like, manipulation thing. Like, then this girl is like under the pressure of, well, he heard from Jesus and now I have to marry this guy.
Dog, let me just, for the fellas, this one's for you. I had, names will not be needed, came off the stage one time after leading worship. Somebody came up and gave me a hug and said, my mom said I'm supposed to marry you. And I said, well, I didn't get that from the Lord. But I'm thoroughly glad that you got something from worship. Don't thus saith my friends, unless you definitely heard. You don't want that on there.
Mm.
That's a weighty, weighty statement. If you're going to speak on behalf of the Lord and tell somebody, I heard this from God, be right.
And it's always just wisdom.
Yeah. Yeah.
To slow your roll and don't start off hard with the God told me, I heard the Lord say. It's always just wise. Again, we're talking to the beginners, generally speaking, with this. You might want to start off with a disclaimer. Like, hey, you know, I'm pursuing Jesus. I'm learning his voice. I'm learning what he sounds like. I'm learning what he talks like. And I believe that the Lord is saying this to you. Do with that what you will.
Yeah.
I think I may be hearing the Lord. You know, I've heard some people say, if they're talking to a non-Christian, like, hey, I'm having a spiritual experience, and I believe that the Lord, that God is saying this to you. And just, you know, kind of put some disclaimers on it. Put some hedges on it. Don't just say, God said, like, I believe I am hearing the Lord. I feel like God is telling me this. And I think that hedging in what you're saying, it's something I still do today.
Yes.
Like, Daniel's heard me give a lot of people prophetic words. And I think maybe once I said, you know what, this one's strong. I believe, I don't do thus saith, but I believe this one is God. And that's maybe once out of the however many you've heard me give.
It's just one of those like this. We don't want to miss what he's saying. And we're people. That ultimately, we are people. And everything's not a grand slam. But the closer you get to him, the more attuned you get to hearing the voice of the Spirit. Like Corey was saying, it's okay to put a disclaimer of salt on that bad boy. It's okay. Because you know what? They ultimately will have to take that word that you gave them before the Lord and hash it out anyway. They are going to get a witness inside of them as to, honestly, oh my gosh, that's confirmation. Father, that's what I've been taking before you. This is you. Or, hey, I don't know. I got to take this for the Lord. And that's just it. Don't be afraid either. That's the big one right there. There's so many people in the kingdom, so many people who want to do things because they hear his voice, and fear gets in there.
Mm.
Don't doubt his ability to talk to you.
Mm.
Because he can and he will however he chooses, because I promise you this, he has calling and anointing on you. Everyone is called, but few say yes. And if you're one of the ones who's going to say yes, don't proceed in fear. Proceed in faith. And one of the fastest ways to quench that fear, get in his word. Spend time in his presence. And you know what? Have a heart after the things of God.
You know, as you're learning the voice of God, let's keep in mind that he knows you better than you know yourself.
Right on.
And he is going to talk to you in a language you understand. He is going to speak to you in ways that some people miss God because the way he talks sometimes doesn't seem like God would talk that way. I'm talking sometimes you'll see somebody and all of a sudden a movie clip, like you just really remember that scene from Forrest Gump where this happened, or you hear a song playing and You don't understand it. You don't connect it. But sometimes the Lord is actually wanting to talk to you through unconventional means because this is a relationship. I don't always talk to Daniel in conventional means. I will say things to Daniel and it is loaded. It is weighty. I make jokes with him. I make inside jokes with him that only he gets because we were both there. Well, the Lord kind of can do that with us and speak to us that way. So why don't we crank up the Holy Ghost time machine and talk about some times the Lord has given us a word for somebody and maybe starting it off in a little bit of an unconventional way.
Well, I forgot the old HG time machine was a diesel. Oh, price of gas is going up. Actually, it's coming down. But anyway, I'm actually going to give you one from the other side because he just brought this one up in my spirit because I want to touch on two things. You're talking about he will speak to you in a language you understand. And I was at a church one time and someone asked me to operate in a word of knowledge. Like that was what the sermon was on. And they said, does anybody want a word of knowledge to give to someone? I want you to come down here in faith. And I did. I was one of the two stupid people that raised their hand in the room. I thought we were all going to do it. And I was like, oh, like, come on down. Crap.
Come on down.
So I did. And God used something that had happened just prior to me walking into that sanctuary. Literally about a locked door and him opening the door. And look, you can kick it, you can punch it, but if you want, wow, that's just coming up a lot tonight, ask and let him get involved. And it was cool. They received it. Flip side, same service. Homeboy comes up to me and he's like, I don't know if you're a fan of Star Wars, so I don't know if this is going to make sense. Yeah, and already I'm like, oh, he might have heard from God. He's just like, have you seen the car commercial? And I'm just like, oh my gosh.
Two of Daniel's love languages, Star Wars and cars.
There's the commercial where the kid pretends to use the force to start the car. And he was just talking about, I want you to know something. The Lord showed me you're that kid. Remember, he's holding the fob. And just like that kid, you might be a little surprised when it happens.
That's good.
But just know he's behind it. And don't be afraid to act on it. Because in, you know, in that car commercial, the kid kind of jumps back when it starts like, oh my gosh, it worked. That's me and the things of the spirit sometimes. It's still exciting. And it's like, thank you, Jesus, for being so faithful. So twofer.
Oh, yeah. I've had some words that started off with various songs or movie clips. Once I had a song ringing through my head for like several days. And I hadn't heard it anywhere. It's a song I listened to when I was a kid. I want to say it's by Lone Star, Diamond Rio, something like that.
Tell me the lyrics. I'll tell you the
song. Baby, I'm amazed by you.
Amazed. Lone
Star. Yeah. Anyway, that song just kept playing through my head over and over and over and over again. And eventually, I'm in a scenario where I'm like praying for someone. And eventually it clicks like, hey, I am singing that, the Lord, I am singing that over this person. Like I am amazed by them and their faith. Like I, God, creator of the universe, am amazed by their faith and by their love. And I got to share that with them. And that's a pretty unconventional way you might catch a word. It's with a song, it's with a movie, it's with Corey's horrible singing, whatever the case might be.
You remember the car the other day? So growing up, I was infatuated with the movie Grumpy Old Men because I just thought it was the funniest thing ever. God took me back to a scene from that movie where the grandpa's just talking about it's the experiences, that's all we have. And me and Corey got in this amazing conversation by this little download from the spirit. And it was like, No, that's not all we have. It's the encounters with the Lord. And those are forever. They're eternal. And he will bring those things up. Here's another one. God, I know to be true, has made people's voices echo in my spirit. Things people said to me from years ago. There'll be times, it's not like I hear the Lord's voice. It's not like I hear my voice. He will echo that person's voice in my spirit take me back to that exact moment, start up the HG time machine, and in a whole new voice will remind me of something he taught me a long time ago, or give it to me in a whole new light.
So that's a few unconventional ways the Lord may speak to you, and as you're hearing his voice, you may hear him, but there are lots more because he's an infinite God with infinite possibilities. You may meet somebody who just reminds you of someone else, and it may not even be that they look like them or act like them or anything, but maybe they remind you of that person, and maybe that'll be speaking to you about some part of your relationship with that person. Maybe it'll be speaking to you their name. Maybe the Lord wants to give you this person's name and they remind you of this person. That I know that we've interviewed Chris Reed on the podcast. He's the, you know, CEO and lead pastor over at Morningstar. Oftentimes when he's prophesying over people, he will see the image of like one of his friends or family members standing next to a person. And when he does, he'll say, I don't know their names. I'm seeing my brother Lee standing next to you. Is your name Lee? And they'll be like, yeah, that is my name. And that's sometimes the way the Lord talks to you. It's learning how he talks to you, because that's how he talks to Chris. Maybe you seeing your brother standing next to somebody or an image of that person popping up in your mind. Maybe it's the Lord speaking something else to you. It's always good to ask him questions and to dig in deeper.
He's a good dad, you know, he's a good father. He's an all-time God. And so he's going to have individual relationships with all of his children. Because if you watch a parent with four or five kids, you'll notice they interact differently with each kid, whether they even know what they're doing. So naturally, our Father in heaven is going to talk to us in a way that we will hear and that will get our attention. You know why? Because he wants to talk to you. He wants relationship with you. I know we've talked about a lot of these things before, but it has been honestly heavy, because I think now more than ever, there are so many voices out there with social media, with just the world. And bigger than that, if you want someone to listen to, it's the Father. If you want someone giving you direction, it's the Father. So my biggest thing that I'm taking away from this tonight, different from the other hearing the voice of God, be intentional. Take control of your time. Make plenty of it for the Father. Listen, because you never know how he's going to talk to you. And follow it to the letter. Guys, we love you. Thanks for joining us. As always, it's a pleasure to get to sit and fellowship with you and just talk about awesome things that the King's up to. Till next time, take care, y'all.